This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you an exclusive interview with Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, Director General of Indian Meteorological Department, on weather and climate science for the society. Interviewer is Sanjay Jha, journalist.
India is celebrating 75 years of independence. And in this 75 years, we have seen massive progress, technological advancement in many aspects, especially weather conditions. Earlier, we were totally dependent on the vagaries of the God. Mostly, we didn't know when it would rain, when it will not rain. So one of IMD, Indian Meteorological Department, has done a wonderful job with adopting new technologies, new mechanism of predictions. And now the farmers are looking forward to get the predictions. The fishermen on the sea coast of India, they look for this IMD predictions. Dr. Mohapatra, how we have done as a country in the last 75 years for the weather predictions?
If you just look at the progress of weather and climate, you will find that India Meteorological Department came into existence in 1875. But however, the rapid progress in the development of the science of meteorology and conversion of science to the service to the society has been possible after the independence. After independence, we have been able to augment all the aspects of weather forecasting. If I look at the past, taking one example, say the service to the farmers, in 1945, the state level weather services started in the country for the farmers. At that time, there was no information integrated with this service from the agriculture aspects. 1976, it was the combined initiative of Minister of Agriculture and India Meteorological Department to provide a package of information on weather and its impact on agriculture. And thereafter, in 1991, we started the agro-meteorological services for 127 agro-climatic zones. So by that time, we identified the agroclimatic behavior of the country and 127 zones in the country was identified. And by 2008, we started the district level agro-meteorological advisory services. And in 2018, we started to provide the block level agro-meteorological weather services. So just taking just an example, how the country like India, which is mainly agrarian, has witnessed the improvement in weather and climate information to support the socio-economic activity of the poor society, including the farmers. Same is the case with respect to the fishermen and other stakeholders. It has been possible because of the many reasons. One of the most important reasons is that after independence in 1940s and 50s, we introduced the operator observations by releasing the balloons, by releasing the sensors, and which are tracked by the radars. The first radar came into existence for monitoring of weather in 1950 in Calcutta. At the same time, gradually it was supported by augmentation of observations with the radio sun and radio wind network. And this progress continued with establishment of satellite-based observations in 1980s. We got the INSAT series of satellites coming in 1982, and its service started in 1983. In between 1970s, because of the disastrous cyclones affecting the coastal areas, the government decided to have the cyclone detection radars all along the coast. So therefore, in 1970s, we got 11 cyclone detection radars along the coast, which helped in better monitoring of the cyclones. Similarly, in 1990s, we came up with observational tools like buoy, that is the floating platform over the oceans to monitor the weather over the oceans with the data procedure. By the way, also we came up with automated weather stations in the 80s and got augmented in 90s and 2000s. Parallelly, when we went on improving our observational systems, we also went on developing the numerical weather prediction models. At present, Minister of Earth Sciences and India Meteorological Department runs and operates about 7 numerical weather prediction models every day, twice, based on observations of morning and observations of the evening. So to carry out all these things, we went on procuring and establishing the high-performance computing system. With a humble beginning during 80s, in the country now, Minister of Earth Sciences has the capacity of about 10 petaflop capacity of the powerful computing system, which is helping not only to run these models, but also develop various products useful for different sectoral applications. So while I gave you an example that we started with emphasis on agriculture in 1945, gradually, we went on providing the forecast and warning services to various sectors.
Dr. Mohapatra, what are the sectors which totally dependent on your department's functioning? Like day-to-day basis, you talked about agriculture primarily. But can you also tell us what are other sectors who really look forward every morning for your predictions?
There is no sector at present within the country which is not being served by the information of weather and climate, be it disaster management, or be it health, or be it hydrology and power sector, or it is environment. Everywhere you will find the application of weather and climate. And these applications have improved the socioeconomic conditions of the country as a whole and also the individual in the country. The most important sector which is dependent upon weather and climate information is the disaster management, which is nowadays called a disaster risk reduction sector.
Dr. Mohapatra, you also have a very good reputation of helping out neighborhood countries. What exactly you do for our neighborhood countries? Can you please tell us a little bit about IMD's role with the countries around us?
Just like we believe in the concept of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, India Meteorological Department also tries to help the neighboring countries in the Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea. India being a regional leader, it is recognized worldwide as a regional specialized meteorological center to provide guidance, warning and services to all the countries in South Asia and also the Middle East to provide advice on tropical cyclones, heavy rainfall, winds, sea waves, etc. to all these countries. With the help of this early warning and advisories provided by India, their country could take off the disaster management aspects and minimize the loss of lives and properties. In addition to that, since the establishment of global maritime distress safety system, we are providing guidance about the waves, about the swells, which are very dangerous, and about the weather conditions which are dangerous to the shipping community. As the center of global distress mitigation, we provide the guidance and forecast every day around the year to all the countries involved in shipping activity in Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea. We also play a significant role under the World Meteorological Organization to provide guidance on severe weather to all the South Asian countries. For Middle East and Asia Pacific countries, we are also providing the aviation support. For any international civil aviation, if there is any severe weather over this region, we provide the guidance. So therefore, the countries starting with the Southeast Asia, South Asia, Middle East and West Asia are getting benefited because of the improved weather and climate services by India. Apart from this, we also act as a regional climate center to provide the seasonal forecast of temperature and rainfall for South Asia. We also act as a regional meteorological training center to provide training to forecasters, weather forecasters from Asia and Africa. So by that way, India not only provides the early warning service, but also it provides the capacity building of the region to enhance their capacity to fight with the various types of hazards in this region.
Dr. Mohapatra, now obviously you know that there is going to be an international conference very soon in the Glasgow of United Kingdom, where world leaders will be talking about climate change. So your role as a premier weather agency of a country like India, it becomes much more important. How do you see your changing role for the world community?
The climate change is posing a serious threat to different countries in the world, both developing and developed countries. In India also, we have experienced the impact of the climate change. When I say the climate change, it is the enhanced climate change which is occurring because of the global warming in association with the enhanced concentration of the greenhouse gases. So, therefore, the climate change has the various aspects. The first and foremost aspect of climate change is the monitoring and the detection of the climate change. India Meteorological Department is responsible for detection of climate change by providing accurate observations of temperature, rainfall, severe weather and all parameters relevant for climatology and climate change. So by that way, every year we provide a statement from India Meteorological Department about the climate conditions over the country. And that annual climate statement becomes a part of the WMO statement for the entire globe. The climate change phenomena, which is being monitored jointly by WMO and the world bodies, that is based on the information provided by the India Meteorological Department. Not only that, the second aspect is about the attributions. The factors which are responsible for the climate change, that is also analyzed with various research and developmental work within India Meteorological Department and Ministry of Earth Sciences. there is a Center for Climate Change Research in the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, which is dedicated towards the research on climate change specific to India and neighborhood. For the first time in this the context, I want to inform that Center for Climate Change Research is running an Earth system model to provide the forecast on climate change. And this forecast is being considered by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, while formulating the global statement with respect to climate change. Apart from this detection and prediction of the climate change effects or projections of climate change effects, we also provide the basic data with respect to adaptations and mitigations, especially with respect to the extreme weather events.
Dr. Mahapatra, your role is becoming more and more important for the India as a country for progress. Also, as a part of the celebration of Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, you are planning various activities for connecting the general public, including students with scientists in the upcoming week. Could you talk about what to achieve with these activities? Are you trying to make the weather a kind of more popular science for people to understand how the weather predictions are done, how the weather department operates? What is the purpose of these interactions?
Weather forecasting is an applied science. Weather forecasting is connected with each and every person in the society. It is a science which directly demonstrates how the knowledge can be converted for the betterment of the society. Most important objective through this iconic week, that is, the people should be completely aware about the latest tools and technology being used for weather monitoring and forecasting, the way in which IMD provides information, the way in which IMD provides the forecast, how accurate is the forecast, what are the ways and means by which this forecast can be used by different sectors of the society, and how we can utilize it for betterment of our socioeconomic conditions. I hope this week we'll have an enhanced awareness program to help each other to better informed society so that it can be utilized not only to minimize loss of lives and property due to disasters, but also to utilize this information to maximize our socioeconomic activity. At the same time, this iconic week will aim at to impress upon the youngsters, the students, the scientists who are the budding scientists to take up this branch of science and at least to take up this branch of science as a hobby and help in development of the science and help in converting the science into the application to the society.
Dr. Mahapatra, this rapidly changing technologies is also affecting our life and also every sphere of life. How do you think in the coming time, weather predictions will become, is it going to be more personalized? Is it going to be sort of more broader? Could you tell the future of the weather predictions in the coming time?
If you look at the past, the weather prediction system has undergone many paradigm shifts. It has started with just a manual process by interpreting what has happened during past 24 hours, that is popularly called as synoptic meteorology, and gradually it has evolved into the dynamic meteorology with numerical weather prediction systems. But now, with a large volume of data, people talk about the big data concept. We have got high computing systems, we have got big data, and hence it works as an avenue to think about the various development of the tools and technology with a data science test. And hence, globally, and also in India, we are thinking of adopting a dual engine. One engine will be the numerical weather prediction modeling systems. Other one will be big data-based artificial intelligence and machine learning systems. Both the systems can work with each other and finally can help each other to improve further the weather forecasting and early warning services. And in future, if you just look at present, the system is such that it is not completely objective. The forecast obtained from numerical depression models cannot be given directly to the public because of the lack of accuracy in the output of the numerical depression models. But I am sure after 10 to 20 years, certainly time will come when the improvement of the modeling system will be so high that directly the model output from all these computer-based models can be provided to the general public and the disaster managers. And at that time, the forecaster will have the role to interface and enable the general public and disaster managers for better use of this model output for their day-to-day use.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mahapatra. We hope that IMD continue doing its fabulous job for building a better and brighter future of the country. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General of Indian Meteorological Department on Weather and Climate Science for the Society. Interviewer was Sanjay Jha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio.